A new documentary puts the spotlight back on the Princess of Pop. The New York Times presents Framing Britney Spears. It explores the media's treatment of Spears during the height of her career and the fans that are now concerned for her well-being. They want her released from her father's legal conservatorship. It's an ongoing battle. Just yesterday, a judge ruled against Spears' father in a matter regarding her finances. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now to talk more about the documentary. And Eric, the media was so invasive and inappropriate in covering Britney Spears' life. We see that in this documentary, as in this early interview.
Everyone's talking about it.
Why?
Well, your breasts.
My breasts.
You seem to get furious when a talk show host comes up with this subject.
Yeah. Eric, I mean, an interviewer asking her about her breasts. I remember almost all of these kinds of interviews with her. And this retrospective, especially as a journalist, is downright horrifying.
Well, it's interesting. You know, half of it is about making the case that we should take a closer look at how Britney Spears was treated, how she had to deal with sexist interviewers, she had to deal with the misogyny of the record industry, she had to deal with intrusive paparazzi. There's some really sort of embarrassing clips of Diane Sawyer playing a clip from a politician who said that she would rather shoot Britney Spears in the head than have her daughters be influenced by her. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the interview clips, you know, Britney Spears is crying, you know, and so you really get a sense that she had to deal with a lot in building her career, stuff that male pop singers didn't have to deal with.
Right. Well, we all watched Spears' life publicly unravel. I mean, the media was relentless in sharing almost every detail they could find about her relationship with Justin Timberlake, her marriage to Kevin Federline, which fell apart. She lost custody of her kids during the height of this media spectacle. We now have the language and better understanding of mental illness in general. How well do you think the documentary gets into this?
Not well at all, unfortunately. I think that's one of the big problems with the documentary. What kind of breakdown did she have when she decided to shave off all her hair? When she got divorced, why did her ex-husband get custody of her children? Because in America, there seems to be a preponderance towards placing children with their mother. When a judge decided to create the situation where she would be monitored by a conservator, her father was the one who was named as one of the conservators. According to the documentary, he hadn't really been as close to her as her mother. So why wasn't her mother a part of this process? There are a lot of questions that were raised by the circumstances that the doc doesn't really answer. And you don't really get a sense of Britney Spears. You know, of course, she didn't cooperate with the documentary, but this film, and sort of implying that all of these pernicious forces outside of her are taking advantage of her or unfairly criticizing her or unfairly trying to get a piece of her, overlooks the fact that she helped create this pop success and that she had a hand in what it was saying to the world. And that's another piece that's missing.
Well, this is the whole reasoning, though, for the Free Britney movement, right? Because fans feel like we're not hearing from her and we're not seeing more of her talking out about herself and who she is because of her father's conservatorship over her. But there's so much that we don't know about that situation, as you said. Does the documentary get into that whole effort, the Free Britney movement effort, and laying out what that is?
What happened is that someone placed an anonymous voicemail with people who do a podcast, and this anonymous voicemail said that Britney wanted to get out of the conservatorship, she wasn't getting along with her father, and then that sparked this avalanche of attention from fans, and there's a poignant sequence in the film where a bunch of fans sort of speak out. Let's listen to that clip.
Dear Britney.
Dear Britney.
Dear Britney.
We grew and we grew and we grew and we grew.
I support you. I stand by you.
Britney Spears needs our help.
Why is it so hard to get out of? Why is she still in it?
This is Rose McGowan saying, free Britney. Free
Britney! Now, all of that is sort of an admirable response, but we really don't know anything about her mental health state. We really don't know anything about why the judges are making the decisions they're making. And so for people to stand up and say free Britney when they really have no idea what the situation is kind of frightening.
But ultimately, wouldn't you agree this documentary gives us a chance to assess and maybe reassess the media's involvement in the way we portrayed her and maybe take another look at the way we look at celebrities in general and our need to constantly know about every single detail of their lives.
Most definitely. And I think there's really like two things going on in this documentary. The first thing, which I think is incredibly affecting, is it explores the structure of building a pop music career for a young woman. Like how unfair, how sexist all of that was for her. But the other part of this film raises a bunch of amazing questions, but few of them get answered. And they're really crucial to understanding the conservatorship and whether she should be in it and how she's been treated while she's been under it.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about the New York Times Presents documentary Framing Britney Spears, now on Hulu. Thank you so much.
Thank you.